The wind power industry has boomed across the United States, bolstered by federal and state policies. Pennsylvania saw 24 wind farms built through 2012, but only one since then. For State Impact Pennsylvania, 90.5 WESA's Amy Sisk looks at what happened.
Some of the biggest wind farms in the state were built by EverPower. At the company's headquarters in Pittsburgh, those farms are scaled down into models showing the terrain.
Get them lined up here.
Jim Sardonia is EverPower's director of wind resource. The models show the ridges of the Laurel Highlands.
Winds are always higher at higher elevations as the winds accelerate up the slope.
Pennsylvania's mountains don't stack up to the Great Plains, where wind whips across the prairie. But EverPower saw potential here. Jim Spencer founded the company.
The impetus for wind in Pennsylvania and many other states was a renewable energy standard.
In Pennsylvania, it's the Alternative Energy Portfolio Standard. The legislature authorized the program in 2004. It requires power companies to provide a certain amount of electricity from renewable energy. Pennsylvania's target is 18% by 2021.
That standard has looked less robust and aggressive as other states, realizing the economic benefit associated with having wind farms in their state, started to advance more robust standards.
Like New York, with a goal of 50% renewables by 2030. Wind is also facing competition from other new players.
Solar, specifically, started getting cheaper.
Katrina Kelly-Pitou is a researcher with the University of Pittsburgh.
But obviously the nat gas boom started happening here.
Energy companies' attention turned to building power plants fueled by abundant natural gas. Now, whether the state's wind industry grows may depend on government policy. The prospect dims as a federal tax break for developers expires in 2020. But the state could jump in. Andrew Place is vice chairman of the Public Utility Commission.
I think there's rationale for expanding the alternative energy portfolio standard.
By requiring more renewable power, he says the state would see less carbon emissions and more wind development. But it's up to the legislature. Representative John Marr chairs the House Energy Committee. He voted to enact the program, but says there's a problem.
It was advertised that if these newer technologies would just be given a little bit of a boost, certainly they'd be self-sufficient in a decade or so. And in fact, what we're hearing now is quite the opposite.
That the industry still wants government help. Even if the industry were to expand here, developers would have to scout new locations. Allison Roars has studied this with St. Francis University's Institute for Energy. She says the best spots have been developed, but there are untapped places like some state-owned land and Lake Erie.
There's new technology, taller towers, larger rotors that are going to make lower wind speed locations a totally new ballgame here in Pennsylvania.
Turbines could also pop up in cities, though with smaller designs. One just went in outside Pittsburgh's Energy Innovation Center. Soon, solar panels will join it and gas generators to power a microgrid operated by University of Pittsburgh researchers.
And the wind turbine, we'd bring them in through a circuit that would have a circuit breaker on it that we would throw to either put it in service into the facility or take it out.
In Greg Reed's new lab, he'll research ways to modernize the grid, including microgrids, where energy is generated and distributed within a community rather than brought in from a power plant hundreds of miles away.
The move towards distributed energy is just beginning.
He envisions a future still with plenty of big power generators like gas plants and wind farms dotting Pennsylvania's landscape. Amy Sisk, 90.5 WESA News.